Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcus. I'm returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
This is a charge that was put on an account. It's on a phone.
So I can pull your information up and see which accounts and confirm that. If you provide your last name.
Last name is Allison. The account's in the name of Mary Ann Allison.
Okay, could
My
you
name
spell
is
that?
Leo Allison.
Could you spell that for
A-L-L-I.
me? But
Allison,
slowly.
A-L. Allison, Allison.
Okay.
First name Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Say MARY.
Yeah, Mary.
Okay. It looks like there wasn't a transaction that actually went through.
Yes, did it go through?
No, it didn't. There's no
Okay.
it was a decline.
Which one was that? Was that $68.89?
Let's see. See, the thing is, I can't even get in to do a full verification. Can you verify your address?
41.5 Marvin Lane.
Okay,
That's from North Carolina.
yeah, that's not the, yeah, it's someone else. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on one
Okay.
second.
Okay, so it didn't go through, so that's good news.
No, no, no,
All right.
no, no, this is another individual, so this, let me, because I'm not pulling you up, that address didn't check out, so. Do you have a, how about an email address?
Well, we have an email address, but you have that on file, right?
I'm trying to confirm. We're trying to do a verification so we can pull the account up. That's, so.
Okay. Well,
so it's different in identifiers I use. I first start out with the name, you know.
Let's start off with basics. Who are you?
We're a third-party call center.
Okay.
We handle accounts for 400 companies.
And who are you representing?
400 different companies.
Okay. I don't want to talk to you because I don't talk to strangers on the phone. And I get a lot of calls like this. And so
thank you.
I've got a call in, and I'm waiting for the company to call me. And if you don't recognize that company, then I guess I don't need to talk to you. Bye-bye. New stick. Well, you can get all your information in a